Text numéro 16. Close your eyes and breathe. School sign up to mindfulness. It's Wednesday morning, and the children from Year 5 at St John the Baptist Primary School in Brighton are chatting noisily at their desks. A bell chimes and the chatter stops. 30 children close their eyes and place a hand across their chest, breathing in and out slowly. It's as if they've been hypnotized. If your mind wanders away, let's notice where it goes, says Kirsten Andlaw in a soothing voice. Then bring your attention back to your breathing. The pupils are practicing mindfulness, a way of making them stop, relax, and be. Classes like this used to be the preserve of independent schools, but this year more state than private schools have signed up to mindfulness classes, both at secondary and primary level. According to the Mindfulness in Schools project, there are 1,350 teachers being trained in the technique this year. Nationally, more than 4,000 teachers are now qualified. A class involves breathing exercises, discussions about meditation, and simple stretching movements. It's a practice to help the children self-regulate, to calm down, or to help them lift themselves up if they're feeling low, Andlaw says. In America, some tough high schools now get pupils to do meditation rather than detention. There's been a big drop-off in playground aggression, plus a rise in grades. Few doubt that stress is a major mental health concern in today's hyper-connected world, and children, teenagers especially, are vulnerable. Does that make mindfulness in schools more relevant? Dr. Richard Graham, a consultant psychiatrist at the Nightingale Hospital in London, thinks it does. He has seen a rise this year in the number of teenagers requiring treatment for technology addiction, especially for gaming apps. Young people are living in a very distracting world, where the fear of missing out has become the norm. They're struggling with multitasking, he says. Graham believes mindfulness has a valuable place in schools because at its core is the promotion of well-being and self-support. The mindfulness industry hopes the findings of a new research project by the Oxford Mindfulness Centre will silence any detractors. It will assess the mental health benefits of mindfulness among 6,000 children over the next 6 years. The UK government has one eye on the research too. At present, if schools want mindfulness in the curriculum, they have to fund it. The problem with this, says Jamie Bristow, director of the Mindfulness Initiative, a research and policy organisation, is that the poorest schools tend to get excluded. Those schools struggling most with behavioural issues and high levels of stress and absenteeism are the ones that would most benefit from this, but they are the least likely to do it because they haven't got the money. Adapted from The Observer, October 2016.